Hey, it's Eric Zane, and UncommonGoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill, and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at UncommonGoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at UncommonGoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at UncommonGoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to UncommonGoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to UncommonGoods.com/Zane. That's UncommonGoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. What's up, friends? I've got a free clip from show number 78 of Who Are These Freebeers? The full show for free for you at patreon.com/Eric Zane with a 7-day free trial. Here's the free clip.
And before this next segment started, Freebeer noticed something of Tommy's in the studio that made him think, yeah, this is on air worthy.
A reminder that we all fall into one of two categories. All humans can be divided. I mean, there's lots of different ways you can divide people. Hair color, you know, nation of origin, religion, obviously, race. But the most important divider is people who have lots of S on their keychains and people who do not.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I thought it was over.
No. So they're going to beat him up because he's got a bunch of shit on his keychain.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's hear next how this segment gets its legs.
Right, because this, okay, now this sets them up for that whole round robin type of affair.
Right.
Where one, it's like 5-on-1, where you usually just get beat up.
That's what used to happen.
Okay, all right.
That's something that led to the infamous Hot Wings wallet situation.
Exactly. Wallet, but sweater beat up, anything.
But this does not.
Okay.
Because the show is different now, Eric. It's in its best form.
Yes. I've grown. And I'm more mature now. So I like boring, senseless conversations about
exactly
and keychains.
Tommy has left his keychain in here, and it's so obnoxious it overflows onto chain.
A lot
with cards. It's a
cards.
It's a real mess, Tommy.
Let me see. Can you hold it up?
Not doing a great job of explaining this so far.
No.
If you think that's bad, you should have seen it before I got that wallet.
What are you, a janitor?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the first reference. What are you, a janitor, to give you an idea of how many keys or how much shit is on there?
Yeah.
Okay. But that's it so far.
Okay.
That's got to be it, right? Or is there more?
No. Oh, there's more. Now, Freebeer, master of radio, decides to point out something on Tommy's keychain that obviously no one in the radio audience can see and not say what it is that he's talking about.
First of all, this is a little pull chain.
Grossly unnecessary.
Okay. What? That is so handy.
It's what they come on when they give them to us. I have one too.
Okay. You're right.
They gave you one of those.
Yeah.
They did? I mean, it's.
Also, it comes off. You know that, right? Like, you can take it right off.
Why would I need to take it on and off? Then I can lose
it. Do you put this on your belt?
Yeah. If you don't put it on your belt, why is it in here on the table?
Yeah,
that's a great question. If it's attached to you.
Wow. Yeah, that's rough. Ladies and gentlemen, what we have here, as I'm looking at it right now, we have whatever. Just describe a dick. Who knows?
Yeah, I have no idea what the fuck he was talking about.
Certainly they've got to explain it at some point, right?
Oh, no. They move right on to something else that's on his keychain.
So there's shit on it. We don't know what it is.
Yes. And they're giving him shit about it, which could possibly be funny if we knew what they were describing.
Right.
So, well, they're not even really describing it. They're just saying that it can go on or go off the keychain.
Yeah, you're stupid. There's a lot of stuff. You're dumb. What are you, a janitor?
So now we're on to guitar pick earbuds, I guess, that Steve thinks is absolutely hilarious at the end of this clip.
Your rubber guitar pick with earbuds on the inside?
Yeah, my AirPods.
You never know when you'll need to cover your...
Oh, just part of the keychain.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I guess the case holder for his earbuds must look like a guitar pick is what it is.
Okay.
I'm guessing.
So they're they're getting down to the
time I've heard this. Yeah.
Getting out of the nitty gritty and really, really breaking it down.
Yeah.
Your rubber guitar pick with earbuds on the inside.
Yeah.
Never know when you'll need to cover your earpods with an additional piece of rubber from your conveniently carried extra in your pocket giant guitar pick.
They fall out of my ears and those hook. They give it like little hooks to keep them in my ear better. Oh.
Okay. So I know
Steve
what he's describing.
Steve is just cracking up.
So they go around the back of the ear.
Okay.
And they hold the AirPod in. Are they called AirPods or EarPods?
It depends on your preference, I guess.
Yeah, AirPods.
You never know when you'll need to cover your earpods.
Definitely AirPods.
With an additional piece of rubber from your conveniently carried extra in your pocket.
From your conveniently carried. I thought that sounded weird. He's, you know, the order of words is not right. From your
carried extra in your pocket, giant guitar pick.
It should be from the giant guitar pick case in your pocket, but instead. Greg says it all fucked up because he's too busy being snarky.
From your conveniently carried extra in your pocket, giant guitar pick.
They fall out of my ears and those hook. They give it like little hooks to keep them in my ear better. Oh.
And then big laughs. Ugh.
Yeah. The more snickering from Steve.
Yeah, he loves that.
Yeah.
That's his favorite.
So here's more of Free Beer showing that radio's his bitch. Free Beer brings up another item on the keychain that we can't see.
Come on, man.
And what is
just
this?
Just become a man.
Do you use this to glamour other vampires? What is this little blue and pink thing?
It's pretty.
It is.
It's like lip gloss.
Like a little gazing disc.
Why do you have this? Is it meaningful?
I know I bought an earring from someone on Instagram and they included that in the package and I just think it's fun.
It's fun. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Rachel. remember her?
Yeah. Fun. No, this is fun. I love fun things.
Yeah. Well, at this point, you might think this conversation could end any second.
Right.
But
and there's no funny parts. It's just them saying, hey, holding things up. You got to look at what's this? This is stupid.
Yeah. Well, it keeps going thanks to Free Beer, who now wants to take a deep dive into Maitland's keychain situation.
Oh, man. And now the only thing he wants to take a deep dive in.
Maitland, do you have a big keychain?
Not really, no. I just have my keys on like a lanyard.
Oh, okay.
I have two keys that I need to get into my apartment with. Got my car keys.
Okay.
Insert before flight little tag thing.
Okay.
And then just like a teeny tiny little evil eye keychain.
What? Wow. Why do you need that wrist lanyard and the other flight thing?
Why do you need to ask these questions about this pointless topic on the radio, asshole?
Yes.
What are they for? Functional or for fun?
This is because I'll lose it, and then this is also because I will lose it, and then this is also for fun.
Okay.
This is show that
I don't want to ask her questions, man.
Cool, and I like airplanes.
How did those prevent you from losing it?
Okay.
Because I can loop it around my wrist if I'm ever in a situation where I need them to be handy, but don't have enough hands. Mm. I live on the second floor. I need hands.
I'm just
free.
Investigating this.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Now we're moving on from Maitland, and we're back to Tommy. For a breaking news thing, he sent Steve a picture of his room to show the gang his knickknacks in his room. Let's start hearing about the things in a five-year-old boy's bedroom.
Okay, so the image I just sent is the closest thing I can find right now, but it does have my shelf of knickknacks on it.
Oh, boy, does it. Yeah, that's awesome.
I'll find a better one, because I have one video of my whole room, and that would be terrifying for you.
Wow. Is that the Affleck duck?
She loves that.
Let me look at it. I don't know what I just sent.
Underneath your TV, there's two ducks, actually.
That looks like a goose. Is that a goose?
Oh, yeah, two gooses. Geese, I guess,
yep.
Rather.
Mm. Yeah, you could say that.
Yeah, I got those at Goodwill, and they're friends, obviously.
Okay.
I figured you'd like that.
It's such a maddening pace, and Greg is all falling on his plate. This is all his fault. His brain has been warped to think that this is good, because
compelling radio.
The show earned legacy status in one market.
Yeah.
And it's cheap to put on the air. And because of the legacy status, it's difficult to unring the bell when it comes to the audience. So you don't hear any complaints from people when this bullshit happens. So, hey, let's keep doing it. Let's do the least possible of a show, and we can still have success. Now, that goes only so far, and we don't know when that will happen. It might be the day before they retire. We just don't know. But one day, there's going to be a flip. People are going to finally go, all right, enough. This is just shitty. It's boring. That's it, folks. The full show is at patreon.com/Eric Zane and 77 before it. Head on over and sign up for a free 7-day trial. Thanks for checking this out.